This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and engaged. Right? I want you engaged. I don't mean engaged to be married. I mean engaged with the show. Come on, wake up. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us and pay attention with us and get involved and engaged in the show as a whole. You know what I mean? I realize it's like, 7,285 other shows you could be watching, but you've chosen this one. And it makes me happy. Well, it kind of makes me proud, too. I mean, you're taking your time out of your day to tune in here. We got a lot coming. A lot happening tonight. You know, over the next couple of nights, I think two nights, at least one night, Kimberly Moran's going to fill in for me. Now, I'm always telling you guys to get involved. Just get involved. Get involved in community. Get involved in politics. If you don't have what it takes to run, if you don't want to run, if you don't want to deal with the aggravation, not a problem. Then help somebody else who is. Help somebody else who's willing to do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't let it go just because, it's not my thing. Well, it is your thing. It's going to be your thing. When you pay it, like here in California, when you're paying more at the gas pump, it'll be your thing. When you some of your rights are taken away, it'll be your thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know. I jump right into it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution and not the problem. Okay, in our love, Trump's hate. And I mean that. And I love these people who constantly talk about love, Trumpy hate, but it's not really what they mean. You know, you guys know that as well. It's not what they mean by any stretch of the imagination. When you look at what's going on, I hate this with computers, but when you look at what's going on out there, right, and some of the stories that you and I are reading about, some of the things that we're reading on a regular basis. There was a professor, I can't think of her name. Oh, there she is. Christine Fair. Now, Carol Christine Fair is an American political scientist. She's currently an associate professor in the Security Studies program within the Edmund A. Wall School of Foreign Services at Georgetown University. Well, she was, anyhow. I'm hearing at this point in time that they've let her go. Now, you know this whole thing that we were subjected to, that love Trump's hate, you know, everybody has a right to say what they want to say, but, you know, the Democrats, right, what is it, we take the high road, or they take the high road when we take the low road? She put out a tweet, and later on she tried to say it was just, it was an experiment. And the tweet said, look at this. A chorus of entitled white men, the Georgetown University associate professor wrote Saturday afternoon, meaning the Republican senators who were defending Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh from sexual assault allegations, all of them deserve miserable deaths. While feminists laugh at their last gasp, she wrote, we should castrate their corpses and feed them to swine. love Trump's hate. Apparently, I don't know what that means. I mean, think about what these people have been shoving down our throats for forever as what we're supposed to and how we're supposed to believe. And this is the way they get. Can you imagine any one of us saying this about any one of the senators, male or female? God, if it was a female, it'd be even worse, right? Talk about really having you. She came back later on when she was just blasted by this to say, hey, it was just an experiment. She said, a little bait tossed into the wilds of the internet to see what species of hate it would attract. Wait a minute. So you put out hate speech to see what species of hate would you have called out those on your side? Would you have called out the hate speech of the left? She said, maybe this was not the most eloquent attempt. So she told the Washington Post. Now, her Twitter account has been suspended. She's declared across the conservative media as, you know, being a villain. Her school was fielding questions from reporters, and, you know, it's just an attempt. She said it was just an attempt to make people feel uncomfortable. Wow, that you had to go that deep, that nasty, that disgusting in order to help people feel uncomfortable? Are you serious? Fair had no way to know that all of the countless tweets and bloggers and pundits upset by her remark would just light it up on the internet. Now, maybe, I don't know, maybe she was going for her 14 and a half minutes of fame. I have no idea. She said that it escalated in a way I hadn't anticipated. Well, you put that kind of hate out there. What did you think? Did you think that your people were going to come running to your side? I mean, how does anybody justify that? How do you even justify that as a, hey, you know what, I just want to see how things went. I just want to see how it was going to work out. There was a time before Fair was on Twitter. There were many years, most of her career actually, when she was known on campus simply as a professor of security studies. And known around the world as a sober, somewhat hawkish expert on international affairs. Even today, Fair speaks on panels about Chinese-Pakistan economic corridor. She holds Q&As for the Council on Foreign Relations. She's written the posts about the impact of drones on civilians in Pakistan. I mean, she is out there, and she's well-respected in certain areas. But when you come up with something like this, it's really bad. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you listen to The Real Side, a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes
cigarettes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855. What does it do? 732-556. Sorry. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and really being engaged. Not just, you know, listening and yelling and screaming. Because I always tell you guys that don't just listen to the show and yell and scream. Listen to the show and engage and get involved. I want your input. I like, you know, I do look at some of the chats or the live feeds or whatever they're being called. So I do look at those to make sure that I'm on task. Forget you guys. Make sure I'm on task anyway. And I do appreciate the time that you give to the show. Because you are giving your time to the show. You are giving your time to me. And I do. I appreciate that very much. You sent me an email, too, at joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. It had somebody scheduled to be on. But guess what? Not working out. But that's okay, because we're still going to crank forward. You know, have you noticed at all, and if you haven't noticed, man, there's something wrong with you, but have you noticed at all that the narrative has flipped here? The narrative has changed all of a sudden. Remember, it was sexual assault, sexual assault, sexual assault. This guy's an animal, sexual assault, right? Now, we've gone from sexual assault to he drinks too much. He doesn't have the demeanor to be a judge. Right? I mean, play it out here. He may have lied about how much he drank. I mean, they are just grabbing at straws. They're grabbing at anything they get their hands on. And I don't see how they can win. I really don't see how they can win this. Kavanaugh's going to get, he's going to definitely get confirmed this week. One way or the other. He's going to get confirmed whether the Dems come along or not. Because here's the deal. They don't have to confirm him. It's okay. Right? They don't have to confirm him. Then you know what can happen? They can just wait. Let's just wait till the midterms. And then Trump will get a hold of the Senate. Trump will get a hold of the Congress. And then what we can do is we can cram this or slam this down their throats, if you would. Right? We can go ahead. What we can do is we can go ahead and just look at them and smile, renominate Kavanaugh, and then just vote him in. Period. I mean, even Democrats I know are saying they've never seen any. Now, some hardcore left-wing Dems, they're Democrats no matter what. Well, so be it. All right? But the ones that aren't hardcore left, the ones that I tell you that I deal with on a regular basis, the ones that actually want the right thing done will say, yeah, you know what? The way they've attacked this guy is terrible. The way they've gone after this guy is disgusting. And it's just wrong. And it's not a little wrong. It's a lot of wrong. And to prove that they have nothing, I want you to think about this. To prove they have absolutely nothing to work with, we're going after the fact that he may have lied about how much drinking he did. Oh, my God. Because no, you know, I mean, I'm sure. Do you remember what, I mean, I remember I drank a lot in high school. Can I tell you how many times I passed out? No. I mean, I can't, there's a lot of information I can't tell you about high school. Not that I don't want to. I don't remember. And when we're all alone and we're not on the air, you know, when you guys are out doing your thing, well, what do you talk about all the time, right? Oh, God, the 70s was such a blur. I don't remember any of it. 3-0. Isn't that what it's all about? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Correct. Now, the elites... So the elites still can't believe that this guy is there. The Dems still can't believe. Right? I mean, I want you to think about this. The Dems still can't believe that we won't come against Kavanaugh. They think we're gonna cave to the pressure. Now you got a lot of them that are gonna cave to the pressure. There's no way around it. Because we don't our people don't have spines. No, take my word for it. Very few of our people actually have spines, you know what I'm saying? But this whole, like I said, this whole love Trump's hate thing. I know I went off. I didn't mean to do it on purpose, but I went off because I'm watching this stuff come across the screen. I know some of you get nuts at me for doing it, but I'm watching this stuff come across the screen. I'm saying, how are we letting this happen? How are we allowing them? How are we allowing them to do this to her? Or do this to him? I'm sorry. And then yet we have a professor who says we need to castrate their corpses of white Republican senators. And even that's too good for them. And she tried to chalk it off as an experiment. Not even a joke. An experiment. But she went a little further because she said she wanted to castrate the corpses and then feed the parts that were cut off to swine. So this is the part of Love Trump's hate that I don't understand, I guess. And I don't get it. I thought when we take the low road, they take the high road. I thought it was, you know, they weren't going to match us because, you know, they call us pigs anyhow. We're evil, we're nasty, we're terrible. So it just never stops with them. But they can do the exact, this is what I've been saying, they can do the exact same thing and it's okay. When it came down to President Trump, almost using the exact same verbiage, right, on the order to keep, quote, I'm using your words, not mine, to keep Muslims out of this country. Using pretty much the exact same verbiage as President Obama, President Trump was an animal, President Obama was a hero. If that doesn't lay it out for you, if that doesn't paint the picture for you, then you're colorblind. If you're really colorblind, I'm sorry, but that's not what I'm talking about. If you don't think this is all part of my party is better than yours, my way of thinking is better than yours, I'm the smartest guy in the room, coming from their point of view, then you are not paying attention. You don't have a clue as to what's going on. And I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. It's no longer about who has a better perspective on how America should run, how the U.S. should be. It's now back to, I'm the smartest guy in the room. We're going to do it my way or else. And again, I say, that's dangerous. You can't let that happen. Don't get in a physical fight with anybody, but you can't let that happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And coming up next, I think, right? Okay, good. Coming up next, Steve Hilton is going to join us. He's the author of Positive Popularism, Revolutionary Ideas to Rebuild Economic Security, Family, and Community in America. Steve Hilton, the host of The Next Revolution on Fox News. If you don't watch it, you should. Or at least DVD it and pull it up later. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's indications that the FBI won't need a whole week to complete its probe of sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Dianne Feinstein, ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, thinks a Friday confirmation vote is still too soon.
It's Tuesday,
and we have to put all the facts together.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is staying firm on holding the vote as planned.
One thing for sure, the Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week.
A former top FBI official who's been in contact with those involved in the inquiry at the Bureau says agents are talking to people at the core of the allegations and then expanding to corroborate the information they received. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Now, remember, you can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, capital TRS in the subject line, because I get a lot of mails. People try to solicit me for stuff, but if you got a topic, an article you want me to look at, a guest you want me to have on, always appreciative of the information, because I like to drag everybody into it. Also, we got a live chat room up on the website. And you can, what is that thing called? A Facebook feed? There you go. Facebook feed. You can get up there. I'm an old guy. To me, you know, we used to call them chat rooms 100 years ago. They don't do that anymore, apparently. All right, so my next guest, always appreciate it. I watch his show on the weekends, and I really appreciate seeing him on the air because he's black and white kind of guy. You don't have to worry about what he's saying. You can totally understand what he's talking about. Steve Hilton, he's the author of Positive Popularism, Revolutionary Ideas to Rebuild Economic Security, Family, and Community in America. Steve's also the host of The Next Revolution on Fox News. If you haven't seen the show, you really do have to catch the show. Steve, thanks for being with me.
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah. And so before we get to the book, and I promise you'll get to the book, I got to get your take on, you know, we've changed the way we do business in this country now. Now you're definitely guilty until you can prove your innocence. You only have to be accused. And I have two girls and two boys, so I see both sides of the issue here. But, man, I mean, this is rabid there in D.C., is it not?
Yes. And as I said on the show this Sunday night, it's literally frightening. It's frightening what this means for everyone who's listening, everyone in this country, if we're going to overturn that fundamental principle of a civilized society, that you can't be punished, you can't be taken down, you can't be destroyed, you can't have a situation where you're guilty until you try and prove yourself innocent, even if the proof is not available. It's a complete overturning of a fundamental, never mind the legal position, it's a basic human right. The left talk all the time about human rights and social justice. What is more just, what is more of a human right than the idea that you're innocent until proven guilty? They just want to throw that out the window. And it's worse than that. The way they're going about this fight, the Democrats, I just think they're causing lasting damage to the country in the way that they're just being so destructive, literally doing anything to get their way, to get power, to not lose the power that they've had, because they've got used to a situation where they've been able to advance their policy goals through the courts, through the control of the court. They see that coming to an end, and they're so desperate, they'll do anything, but the division that they're sowing in the country is so great. I think it's going to be with us for a long, long time after all the votes have been taken on this particular nomination and we've moved on. I think the social damage caused by the way they've handled themselves is really, really sad to see.
Stephen, this is, look, I grew up in Boston at a very violent time, and I look at what's going on in D.C., and I'm saying what these guys are trying to do is strike fear. They're trying to strike fear in every good and decent guy. Kavanaugh's a Boy Scout for all intents and purposes, and he's everything that the left hates, right? Good father, good man, community guy. He's out there feeding the community. He's still, now they want to take him off the sports field. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I mean, and teaching, and it's just outrageous. I remember that the person who hired him to teach was one of the liberal nominees on the court. I mean, it's just the whole situation is so out of control, but it shows you where the left has gone. I mean, I said this on my show again this Sunday, because in many ways I try and be reasonable and open-minded and see the best in everyone and try and sort of build consensus around ideas that can help working people. And I don't like being too partisan. But just watching the way the left of the hate, it's actually, if you like, radicalized me. It's made me feel that they've got to be defeated, because we cannot allow these tactics to work. It's just so destructive and divisive.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think the fear, as long as they can keep pushing fear and doubt, they think they can maintain control. Let's get to your book, because, again, when you start talking about popularism or nationalism or anything along those lines, you strike fear in the hearts of the people on the left, actually. So your book, Positive Populism, Revolutionary Ideas to Rebuild the Economic Security, Family, and Community in America, which every one of those needs to be strengthened. Every one of those needs to be held up.
Yeah.
And, you talk about the unprecedented assault on centralized government, and it's true. They're trying to pull it back, but not necessarily for the state to have all the power. They, quote-unquote, want to have all the power, don't they?
That's exactly right. And in fact, probably the single biggest theme that goes through my book is that idea of taking power out of the hands of those at the top who centralize it and grabbed all the power to pursue their elitist agenda that has helped grow big government, but in cahoots with big business, really, so that the people at the top, they've done really well. They've pushed an agenda of globalization and centralization, automation, uncontrolled immigration. All these things have really benefited them. They've done well. Their jobs are secure. Their incomes have gone through the roof. They live in nice areas. The schools are good. Everything's great if you work in the knowledge economy and the globalized businesses that they're in. But for most working Americans, they've just been left behind. And that's why what I wanted to do is, and that's, of course, why Donald Trump was elected, because people are sick of that. Mm-hmm. They were sick of a situation where basically it didn't matter who won actual elections, the same people seem to be in charge and the same policies seem to be pushed forward. And so they want that change, and we're already starting to see it with some of the moves that are being made on trade and so on. But what I wanted to do is say, well, let's take this populist revolution that we saw in 2016 and then, well, how do we turn it into real movement for lasting change that's pro-worker, pro-family, pro-community, and pro-America? And it's not just one president and one election cycle. This is a real movement that over time we can use to turn things around.
And it's going to take a while. I tell people all the time, look at how long it's taken him, 2 years. Yes, he might have got a lot accomplished, but I don't think he's moved far through the swamp. And I think what's happened is he's got no team, if you would, around him. And
that's exactly right. Yeah, you've got it. That's exactly the point. Yeah. He doesn't have the allies because there isn't a movement. This is the whole point. It's not enough to have one person who's got the right instincts to go in there. That's great, but that's the sort of tip of the spear, if you like. What we now need is to build a whole movement behind that. What does a movement need? Yes, it needs people, but it also needs ideas. Ideas for how we make changes happen. Exactly as you say, to drain the swamp, to beat the corruption that's absolutely at the heart of how Washington, D.C. works, and to deal with the bloated federal bureaucracy and to give power back to local communities. Also thinking about how we improve practical things like the way the way people learn skills and get the jobs they need. And there's so much to do, and it can't just be all on one man at one time. We need to build this movement, and that's what my book is all about.
You know, I always love to see him when he's out there out front and he's calling things out and he's trying to move forward. And the Republicans, forgive me, the spineless Republicans, they kind of shuffle forward. And then if you see if he gets some traction, then they kind of take bigger steps. And if they see it's actually working, they're like, oh, yeah, we were behind the president since day one. You know what? If I was him, get to the back, get out of here. I don't even want you with me because I can see you're gonna change with the wind. I don't want you on my side. But listen, when he gets full control of the Senate, real control of the Senate, and real control of the House in November, there's going to be one heck of a happy dance going on when he starts to clean house. And that's when I think he'll really get some of the things done that he wants to get done. Don't you?
Well, I mean, if that happens, that's true. But I mean, and I think what you're seeing, and this is really interesting and good, is that some of the newer candidates who do have a chance of winning are much more in that kind of populist way of thinking, and that's great. But they're still, but that's just again, you know, that small steps in the right direction. That's great. But we need more and more. They're still like most of the Republicans, of course, the Democrats, most of the Republicans in Congress, the establishment gang, who've been part of the problem, and they don't want to change, and they exactly as you say, they go along with it if they think it's good for their political interests at any one particular time, but they don't fundamentally believe in the kind of radical change that President Trump set out when he launched his campaign and what he's trying to do now. And I think we need to help him by providing the people and the ideas and the movement that's going to take this forward beyond. But 2018 and years into the future.
Yeah, we'll talk more about this inside the break. You know, you're not a native to America, if you would, or to the United States. My whole family's from Italy. And, you know, when we talk about nationalism, when they talk about nationalism, they don't see it as a negative thing. They came here to this country because they love the U.S. They want to be part of the nation that was growing, the nation that gave people the right to actually grow their own businesses, grow their, you know, just take care of themselves. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Stephen Hilton will be with me after the break.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Back. Not a song you can cut today, people. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hit up the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the polls. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there, and we'll actually we'll post some information about my guest book up there as well. Steve Hilton joins me. He's the author of Positive Popularism, Revolutionary Ideas to Rebuild Economic Security, Family, and Community in America. Wouldn't that be really cool if we really could get back to that point again? And, Stephen, thank you so much for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, it's great to be with you. It's so important that we talk about all this, and it's wonderful to have the chance to do that with you.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate it. You know, it's funny, Coach, when you talk about family values, rebuilding the community, I mean, they almost today, in today's environment, seem like foreign terms, alien terms, if you would. And, you know, in reality, you and I were talking during the break. I said, you know, my whole family came here from Italy. They all had green cards. So I understand what immigration is about, real immigration is about. And they came here for the nation. They came here because that America, the United States, they wanted to come here. They wanted to take part and build this nation. That is not what they're looking for today. That's not what's happening today when the left talks about immigration. They want to make these people dependent on them, don't they?
And they've also got an attitude which is, it's been very, very dangerous and destabilizing in Europe, where there hasn't been a culture of saying exactly as you just put it, that if you come to a country, then you sign up to the values and principles of that country, because that's the whole point. You want to be part of that country. You don't come and just and sit in your own group and don't engage with the wider society or accept its norms and values and principles. And that's what's happened in Europe with the doctrine of multiculturalism, which has been such a disaster in the UK and elsewhere. I totally agree with you. Look, I'm an immigrant twice over. My family, both my parents are Hungarian. And they fled from communism in Hungary and ended up in the UK. That's where I was born and raised. And now with my family, I'm here in America. We moved here six and a half years ago. And I love it here. And I'm so proud and honored to be here and to make our home here. And I just want to be part of the American story. And it's just such a privilege to be able to do that. You know, I took my sons to the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. It's a great place to visit if anyone gets the chance. And they have a wonderful exhibit there where it's like a performance, just pretty short, like 20 minutes or so, where they would just tell the story in a performance of the Declaration and, the Revolutionary War and the Declaration and the years after that leading up to the Constitution. It's so inspiring. It's such an incredible thing what was done here those, years ago, and the idea that America was founded on, liberty under the law, the ideas expressed in those founding documents, just incredible. And so the idea that you would come here and have the opportunity to live under those values, live with those values, but then choose not to, it's just crazy.
Well, I think we've got to the point where we've had freedom for so many years, we don't think it really will ever be taken away from us. And, the question I ask my listeners on the show all the time is, do you really understand what our founding fathers gave up for this country? Do you understand that when they were sitting at the table contemplating what they were doing, they knew this was a death sentence and not just a quick shot in the head and put you down? This was a painful, long death sentence. And I ask my listeners all the time, would you die for your freedom? Would you give up? How about, let's make it really simple. Would you give up your job for your freedom? And I got to tell you, I'm not so, maybe my listeners, I'm not so sure a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people would really fight for the freedoms that we enjoy, that they came here for. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think that's why we've allowed the power to be concentrated so much. When people just say, well, it's fine. And it slipped away. It slipped away from individuals and families and neighborhoods and communities. And it's gone to totally unelected bureaucrats. In the economy, the power has been concentrated as corporations got bigger and bigger. The people in charge have allowed these giant corporations to buy up the competition. They now have a global outlook. They don't think of themselves as American companies. They don't really have a loyalty to any particular country. They're beyond that. They think they're grander than that. And that's how this power has gone away from the people. That's the heart of really what I'm arguing in my book. We've got to put power back in people's hands and remember that the foundation of a strong society is individuals and families responsibly living and working together and building a community. That's what it's all about. But that's just almost, it feels like it's disappeared the last few years, decades really, not just the last few years. And the thing that I always come back to is we can complain about it and moan about it, and that's right that we should. But what are we going to do about it? And that's why I've written my book. That's why it's called Positive Populism, because it's not just complaining. It's not just yelling and saying everything's wrong and it's unfair and we need to, it's bad and the elites are bad. I think, okay, fine. Yes, that's true. But how do we change things? What are the actual ideas that can make things better? Now, people who read the book, it's full of ideas. There's 27 odd big ideas in there. You may not agree with all of them. That's fine. Let's just start a conversation. Let's just try and build this populist movement into something that delivers lasting change. The only way to do that is to have ideas that people believe in, and then you create a movement, and then people run for office and make it happen. That's the only way we're going to take the power back.
Did you just swear on my show and say conversation? We're not allowed to have conversation. Don't you know that anymore? That seems to be a bad word or something. Hey, well, give us an example, because one of the things you say is the practical steps in reversing the disaster of the family breakdown. I mean, You know, the left says you can't structure a family. You can't tell us how a family should live. Yet studies show from left-wing sources and right-wing sources that the breakdown of the family is what's causing so many of our issues in this country, right?
Yeah, it's been going on for many years. And in fact, there's a really interesting little snippet inside a report. It's on the front page of the New York Times today. Really interesting new analysis of data looking at the opportunities of children based on the neighborhood they come from. So they're looking at real, you know, detail here, not just a zip code or a town or county, just an actual neighborhood. And they follow, and they did a study, and they looked at what happened to children over 30 years. So what happened is they got older and moved away. They tracked them through their life. They looked at whether they got in trouble with the law, whether they did well, what their income was, and so on, and their pathway and their ladder of opportunity. And what it showed was one of the factors, of course it was buried halfway through this news story, but those with two-parent families did better. Of course, we know that. And there's a very simple point I make in my book, which is if we can just try and work towards a situation where every American child is raised in a stable, loving home, then we would so quickly solve so many of those big social problems that cause government to get bigger and spend money on services and whatever, if we can just get the family structure right. So partly that's about stopping some of the ways in which the current system actually incentivizes families to break up. And there's some things you can do through the tax system and the welfare system and so on. There's also the culture, which is a bigger part of this. We need to keep talking about it. That you can't just, you know, throw a switch and make that happen overnight. But we've got to kind of get back our confidence to say it is better. The family structure does matter. But then also there are practical things we can do. And there's some ideas like that in my book where you can have, one of the things that's interesting to me is if you look at the data about when families break up, whether they're married or not, one of the peak periods is within the first year of the first child being born, and that obviously makes sense. It's a very stressful time. It's a new experience. People are not getting enough sleep. They're stressed out. It's really tough. And especially if you're on a low income, it's incredibly tough. And so some of the things you can do are quite practical. There's some really good community-based initiatives that have shown to be really successful, where you just help people in the home. You know, local community groups can do it, or non-profits or whatever, with just practical advice and help through those early months. You know, there's lots of ideas like that in the book, because I think it's a combination of stopping the government incentivizing family breakup, which it crazily does at the moment, but also practical things to help.
Well, you know, I watch these programs because, you know, you do a show too, and, you know, you look at details, you watch what's going on across the country, you see things that are working, and you wonder why they don't do them in more places, but then you start looking at the demographics, start looking at who's running those places, you know, and then you realize, okay, you can't keep people voting for you, you can't keep people dependent upon you if you give them solutions to get out of the situation that they're
in. Exactly right.
Right?
That's exactly right. Well, that's the big problem. That's, again, why a big theme of my book is decentralizing power, getting it out, you know, closer to the people as possible. And
sure.
In fact, I'm a strong role for neighborhoods, I think, because there's much more that neighborhoods could do to run things, and that would give people a real sense of control over what matters to them. I think that's one of the other things that makes people so angry, is decisions are made about the things that affect their life, and they have no idea who's making the decision, how to complain about it, how to change it. It's all just some distant bureaucracy. That's what drives people crazy.
You know, Steve, I am, like I told you, I'm on a pretty large school board in California, and 85% of what we do, people don't realize this, 85% of what we do is we rubber stamp and approve the fact that we're doing what the state pushes us to do.
Yes, exactly.
Right. The other 15% we tailor to our area. But listen, I got about 30 seconds left. Tell people how they can catch the show, get your book, and more about you.
Well, we're on air we're live on Sunday night on Fox News Channel at 9 Eastern. So that's called The Next Revolution. We'd love to have you. We were number one this Sunday, so that's great. And thank you for everyone. If anyone's listening who's watching, thanks for making us number one. And the book you can get at positivepopulism.org, where you can also sign up to join this movement that I hope can really make big change happen in the years ahead.
I will help you with that. Man, I think that's such a big deal to pull people together and get them on the same page. Steve, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really crazy, crazy stories tonight. We'll be back in a few minutes.